This is the Daily Creative. May 25th, the squiggly line. Ask any mid to late career professional, did you see yourself doing what you're doing now when you were 22? And more often than not, they will laugh. Very few people follow a linear career path throughout their career. Instead, most people follow opportunities as they emerge through life experiences. They learn things about themselves and their field of interest, and over time, they begin to spot trends or see opportunities that they couldn't have imagined when they were younger. I didn't dream of being a writer until I was in my mid-30s, and now I've published 6 books in 12 years. Kind of crazy. My friend Mitch Joel calls this the squiggly line. When you look back on a career, you can clearly see how you got from point A to point B, but it's something you couldn't have imagined from the beginning. That's because it's not typically the job or industry that's the through line. It's the unique skills being called out of the individual. As you consider your next few career steps, ask these questions. What patterns do I see right now that I'm uniquely positioned to take advantage of? What aptitudes have I developed that I couldn't have foreseen 2 or 10 years ago? What opportunities excite me right now that I may not have known about before? It may not have even been on my radar. Pay attention to the patterns and follow the squiggly line. Recognize that your career path is not going to be linear, but you have to pay attention to the patterns and follow where they lead. Follow the squiggly line. Here's today's question. As you consider your future career moves, what excites you the most?